a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and as promised, it'll be a double Matheson segment of the show here. Alan Matheson joins to talk about the point of the mountain and what is happening out there. An important conversation has begun. Public input has been created, and some of that happened yesterday. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be here, Boyd. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. So, of course, a lot of people have their eye on the point of the mountain, obviously, as things start to shift towards the new prison site. And as that site becomes something that can be developed, this really is one of those once-in-a-generation development opportunities for the south end of the valley. And so tell us, one, just a little bit of the vision for the project, and then what kind of input you got at the events last night.
Well, this really is a remarkable opportunity for the state. It's just so rare, not just in Utah, but anywhere in the country, to have 600 acres of land well-served by transportation, a future transit system, between two of the fastest-growing metropolitan areas in the country, and really in the heart of Silicon Slopes, this high-tech region. So we feel that we have to be equal to the great opportunity that's been presented. And the general vision for the site is, I think, to create an iconic Utah community, a place that will be internationally recognized and locally loved. And so that means an economic engine. It means being a place of innovation where we address and help solve some of the world's challenges. It means a model of sustainability so that we can show how we can continue to grow in this area and still protect our resources. And I think beyond that, it's a place of fun, a place where we can gather as a community, restaurants, entertainment, parks, and open space.
Yeah, it really is. As you mentioned, Alan, between Utah County and Salt Lake County, these growing, thriving places, Silicon Slopes, as you mentioned, and really the vision is that this is a destination place, not just for people all around the state of Utah, but as part of Utah being not just a crossroads to the West, but a crossroads to the world. That's a lot of pressure on you and the team to make sure we're doing all the things you just outlined. And how's that feeling at this point?
It's a significant responsibility, as you say, but one that we welcome. And recognize that because this is a state project and we're talking about land that is owned by the state, that means it's owned by all of the residents of Utah. And we need to make sure that we're providing a return to them, both economically, but also in terms of quality of life. And that's part of the reason that we've really been so intent on reaching out to the public to understand their values, their ideas, and how we can optimize this opportunity. And the reality is, as you might expect, not everybody agrees on what ought to happen at this site. And yet, I think we've got some growing consensus around, you know, a place that creates opportunities for our kids to have world-class careers here, mm-hmm. and a place where we can live long-term and in harmony with nature, and a place where we can gather as a community and you know, do the kinds of things that bring enjoyment to life. Easier said than done, but we've got some of the best professionals in the world helping us, We'll continue to gather public input and expert opinions and guidance and do our best to achieve that vision.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking today about how we disagree better. So we know there will be a lot of opinions on how that land could be used or should be used. If you're just joining us, we have the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority Executive Director, Alan Matheson, on the line with us today. And Alan, you've pointed out a few of kind of the key visions or the key concepts in terms of the project moving forward. I know there are conversations about having a community that is less reliant on cars and has more access to public transportation. We know other places who've tried some of those things have kind of been hit and miss. Some have done well. Some everyone still seems to be using their cars. What are some of the other things that we're trying to think through as you look strategically, again, this once-in-a-generation opportunity for development?
Well, transportation, as you suggest, is a big issue here. We all recognize the challenges around the Point of the Mountain area. So we do want to create a place where people can live and work, maybe not need that additional car, where there is a transit system that allows people to get in and out of the site easily. And that the planning for that is well underway. We're looking at internal circulators. Think electric autonomous circulators that allow people to get to the outskirts of the site and access really any place within the districts as a result of that circulator. So that's a big deal. Housing, of course, is on the minds of many. We're exploring ways that we can accommodate the needs of those that would work in the area. So a number of challenges, but really an exciting opportunity for us, too, to be a model for the world of how you solve some of these tough questions.
Yeah, and I think that is part of the Utah model, is to say, hey, there are different ways to do this. I think this is a really unique opportunity. Was there anything in your conversations yesterday as you started to get some of this public input? Anything in particular jump out, or any kind of trends that you're noticing in terms of not just of concerns? We understand the concerns component, but any of those inspiring ideas that you're going to be taking into consideration?
Yeah, and this is just the latest in a number of years of efforts to reach out to the public. So one point that I'll mention is that public input regarding the Point of the Mountain region identified kind of 12 elements that the public thought were most important in developing that region. And all 12 were just plugged directly into legislation that created the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority. So our mandate is coming from the public, and we continue to hear from them that they do want a place that is welcoming, a place that would be inclusive, so that it's not just a playground for the rich, as some have said. We've heard clearly from the public that they want a place where they can recreate. They love the idea of a river-to-range connection, where we're connecting the Jordan River Parkway to the foothills of the Wasatch. They've talked about parks and trails through the area. We've certainly heard a lot from the public about the importance of addressing air quality, and the legislation that created the authority directs us to improve air quality. So that means looking at things like building efficiency and on-site and off-site renewable energy, places for electric vehicles, et cetera. We plan to use some of the geothermal resource that is on the site. And so a lot of fun ideas.
Yeah.
We continue to gather them and have more public process ahead.
Wonderful. And we love the fact that you're doing that in an open, transparent way where that input is taken and heard. And then as you continue to roll those plans forward, as you said, it is the people's land all across the state of Utah, and important how that once-in-a-generation project takes place. So again, Point of the Mountain State Land Authority Executive Director Alan Matheson, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll have you back as this continues to roll forward.
Well, I appreciate it, Boyd. And if anybody wants to learn more or learn how they can participate, they can go to our website at www.thepointutah.org.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Alan Matheson, again, joining us from the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority. He's the executive director. Great things ahead. Going to be fascinating to see how that project all rolls out. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for some bottom of the hour news. And when we come back, we'll be joined by KSL's own Paul Nelson, who's been tracking the movement of the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, as she moves around the state today. He'll have a little check-in coming up next on KSL News Radio. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.